Hey, kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay, here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want, treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just going to turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
For an ill child, a wish is so much more than a simple dream or an unattainable goal. A wish is hope. Hope for a better, beautiful future. Hope for a brighter tomorrow. A wish is strength. The strength to fight and overcome. A wish is a way for kids to see themselves in a different light. A wish can help save a child's life. Because where there's a wish, there's a way. Donate to the Make-A-Wish Foundation today and help turn a child's wish into reality.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 30th, join the Ultimate Frisbee Team for their practice happening from 4 to 6 p.m. on the intramural field. Also happening on Tuesday, join the Computer Art Club for their meeting happening in Fine Arts 321 from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Lastly, join Student Association for Trivia Tuesday happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Thursday, join the Student Caribbean Association for a game of Spooky Bingo happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Alumni Hall. Also happening on Thursday, join the Center for Racial Justice for a powerful panel discussion in celebration of Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month. This will be happening in the Great Room from 6:30 to 8 p.m. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103. On Saturday, be sure to check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening on Dietz Street in town from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Saturday, join Student Association for A Night of the Impossible with Larry and Raven. This will be happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the ballroom. On Sunday, join WONY for our general body meeting and come and learn about our awesome club.
All right, that's all old. I'm just going to interrupt. This is DJ Nos for Mark 2. DJ Nos for Mark 2. What's in your pocket? What's going on? This is episode 63 going on. Basement Hunt Union, Red Dragon Radio, here to play some vinyl for you. Rocking and rolling all day. Hope everybody's having a great Thursday. It is the 9th of October. It's still kind of nice out. My heat came on last night. We're here with Jamie Newell. He's here today to interview me about some things going on. Say hello, Jamie.
Hello.
There you go. No, but he's barely awake over there. He's drooling on the table.
Sleepwalking
so
here, yeah.
We're going to, before we talk about all things Jamie, we are going to listen to some Zappa first to wake everybody up this morning. Rock and roll. This is the Black Page number 2, live in New York with probably my favorite Zappa lineup of all time.
All right, now watch this. Let me tell you about this song. This song was originally constructed as a drum solo. That's right. Now, after Terry learned how to play the Black Page on the drum set, I figured, well, maybe it would be good for other instruments. So I wrote a melody that went along with the drum solo. And that turned into the Black Page Part 1, the hard version. Then I said, well, what about the other people in the world who might enjoy the melody of the Black Page but couldn't really approach its statistical density in its basic form? So I went to work and constructed a little ditty, which is now being set up for you with this little disco-type vamp. This is the Black Page Part 2, the easy teenage New York version. Get down with your bad self, so to speak, to the Black Page Part 2. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Frank Zappa with his live in New York performance from, I believe...
He's looking at the album here.
It's like, let's see. In 1976, we played for a cozy group of 27,500 deranged fanatics in New York City. 13,000 for three shows at the Felt Forum at Halloween, and 14,000 for four shows at the Palladium the week between Christmas and New Year's. All these sold-out concerts were promoted by Ron Delsener, who we hereby thank, and attended by some the nicest people we have had the experience of playing for, who we also hereby thank, New York last Christmas, and what made this album possible. This is an amazing era in the Zappa chronology of bands, and not only that, but compositions. We heard the Black Page number two, and the band was absolutely killer on here. Terry Bozzio was the drummer. We got the Brecker Brothers on this album as well. Ray White and Eddie Jobson, Patrick O'Hearn, great band. Anyways, we are here this morning. We have a special guest, Jamie Newell, who is here. Jamie, please tell us about yourself. Where you're from, and how you wound up being here in SUNY Oneonta.
Oh, okay. So, wide swath of questions here. I'm Jamie Newell, music industry student, as you might figure, and I'm a senior. I'm one of Mark's prized guitar students.
Oh, that's right, prized.
Prized, to put that in a...
Fried?
Hey, I'm relax. put that in air quotes here, prize. But no, I'm one of his guitar students. I've been playing in some of his ensembles. I'm currently playing with the funk band and the R&B and hip hop band. And, you know, those have been incredible bands to play with lately. Really, really great set lists, I'd like to say, personally. But continuing along, I ended up here in Oneonta just kind of... I was looking at a bunch of different programs when I was applying to colleges, and, you know, I was looking at, like Bard or Fredonia, and I like those.
Bard.
Yeah, trust me, it was weird.
I mean, Bard's awesome, but Bard's got its thing.
Yeah.
You know who went to Bard?
Wait, who went to Bard?
The Steely Dan. That's where.
Oh, you're right. That's the whole thing.
The Steely Dan came from Bard, and there's a song called, I played it the other day, My Old School.
Yes.
Which is about Annandale, yes. Which is where it's from. It's like that they're never going back there because of all this crazy crap.
Yeah.
I think it's from smoking pot or something.
Probably.
I don't know. There's some weird thing about that, but Bard.
Yeah, Bard was one of the poor choices because my mom's a classical music performer. She's a violinist, and okay. So she kind of... As a result, she's played it there a bunch, and she thought she maybe could, get me an in or anything like
sure.
that. But it's
a good school.
It's a good school.
It's very interesting. It's a way that it's set up.
Yeah, I noticed that all these other schools were very, how do I put it, just more only jazz or only classical based.
Gotcha.
And from that, I understand. I mean, I want to study to get better, but at the same time, I want to play music that I really enjoy. And at the time, I didn't like jazz as much as I do now. But at that point, I was like, what school could I go to where I could play more variety of music, maybe, you know, expand my horizons that way? And Oneonta was a shoo-in. You know, the biggest thing that I saw in the program was all these different types of bands, all these different types of professors that, you know, did expand out, wasn't just stuck within this jazz or classical realm.
Sure.
And I think that's how I ended up here, and I have zero regrets.
Yeah, that's what, when I went to school, that's it. That was, besides, you could go to Berkeley and then pay $9 million a year, which was way too expensive. Or you'd studied classical and jazz, which is what I did when I was in college, you know, because there was no, like, oh, you can go and study the rock guitar, you know. Like,
exactly.
But that was just, like, dumbfounding to people. Like, I was like, I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah.
But you can do that here, which is awesome.
Indeed, you can.
And then where are you from?
I'm from New Paltz, New York.
New Paltz.
Indeed.
What's that bar?
There's a few.
What's the one that everybody plays at? It's like a dive.
They might have closed down. I'm going to be real.
No. There's one main one there that everybody...
Snugs?
Yeah, Snugs Harbor.
How do you know Snugs?
I've played Snugs.
Yeah, it's such a shitty bar. It's great.
Yeah, you can't say that word.
I apologize.
Beep.
Beep, beep. It's such a wonderful place, and I enjoy it very much. The drinks there are plentiful.
Oh, man. Okay, so along with being naughty, we're here this morning. Jamie asked me yesterday during a lesson, said, oh, hey, by the way, I have to do this interview for a class, and can I do it? I said, well, the best way to do this, and you were supposed to record it, right? Yeah. The best way to do it, I said, why don't you just come on the radio show, and we'll do it here. So here we go. Explain what you needed to do for your assignment, and then ask away, and I will give you some answers.
All right, sounds great. So, yeah, I approached Paquette yesterday asking to just kind of do an interview. Basically, what the assignment is I need to basically do a news story on anything Oneonta-based, any story that has any sort of relevance around. And so I thought, what better than to just kind of go with what I want to, you know, deal with, which is live music. I really enjoy live music, so I figured I'd go up to, you know, Mark and say, hey, you know, maybe I could just ask about the current state of live music in Oneonta. So, here we go. The official question.
Cool. So, I'm going to give you a rundown.
Right?
And we'll talk a little bit about all four of these, or three of these joints. Is it four joints? Three joints?
Three joints.
I'm going to talk about four maybe, because I don't know what's going on there, because I can't find anything on social yet. Mm-hmm. But Oneonta, for the most part, you can probably see live music Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in legitimate venues. Mm. And I say legitimate because I know there's like house shows and stuff like that going on. And then that's great, and that should be going on. But these are not necessarily what we would call legitimate venues. I would say venues that are insured.
Yeah, insured and planned out. Yeah.
Yeah, insured, planned out. There's a dedicated sound person. There's a door ticket. There's some kind of legal aspect going on with all that stuff. And once again, when I was in college, I played a lot of house shows and stuff like that. And they're awesome, and everybody should be doing that. But at the same time, everybody should also be going out and supporting the actual legitimate venues who are paying royalties and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is super important to keep live music going. So I would say in Oneonta, the three big venues that are not on any of the campuses,
right,
are the following. The Black Oak Tavern, mm-hmm, on Water Street, the B-Side Ballroom, which is in Clinton Plaza, and the Foothills Performing Arts Center, which is on Market Street. Now, all three of these venues are within a minute walk from each other.
I was about to say, it's like a triangle.
Yeah, which is very, very cool. Years ago, there was a lot more venues out there, a lot of bars closed and stuff like that, and with times being a little tougher, it's been harder. But the music scene is still thriving. So if we take a look at, since this is today is Thursday, if we take a look at maybe one show per day, and I can kind of tell you when the show is, who it is, the times, and so forth. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
Let's do this, right? Okay, so first of all, I'm going to go to the B-Side Ballroom because this is Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, the B-Side Ballroom, if you know where Domino's is and you just turn around when you get your pizza out the door, you're going to walk into the B-Side, which is a great place. Right? You just turn around from there. Yeah, don't even go in there. No, I'm sorry, Domino's. People like the Domino's, but it's pretty... whatever, man.
It's a little subpar, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It's Domino's. Domino's does what it needs to do at 3 in the morning, right? But you can go into the B-Side Ballroom, which is amazing. It's got great food, great drinks, great atmosphere. So tonight, Thursday, 10-9, the door is at 6 p.m. The show is at 7 p.m. Matt Woods, who is a world-renowned alt-country artist, is playing, which is awesome. He's been there before. He's just an amazing musician. And it's actually, this one is a pass the hat, which is dumbfounding to me. So if anybody's around, which means that they literally pass a hat around, and then you put what you want in the hat to donate towards the cause instead of a door charge there, which is super nice.
Yeah, that's sweet.
This happens a lot of the times on Wednesdays and Thursdays down there. They have music every Wednesday night, too. Last night I was actually down there for a little bit after our rehearsal. There was a band called Half a Pow, which was really awesome. And so Wednesdays and Thursdays a lot of times down there, they'll have what's called a pass the hat. So you just kind of give what you can at the door. So that's happening on Thursday, right? Oh, and by the way, if I back up just a little bit, just so you have it, every Tuesday night at the Black Oak Tavern starting at 9 p.m. is karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you have karaoke that night. Every Wednesday at the B-side, there's Pass the Hat music. So there's always music starting around about 7 o'clock on Wednesday at the B-side. This Thursday, 10-9, is Matt Woods, All Country, Pass the Hat. And if we turn to Friday, there is a local hospice, the Helios Care. And every year there is a show put on by John Thompson, who actually owns the Maytag store in Oneonta. But he's an incredible musician. He puts on a show once a year at Foothills in the big room, the main theater, as a benefit for the local hospice. And this year, sometimes he changes the theme, but this year he's doing like a grand old Opry theme. So it's like kind of a country show, country bluegrass, old-time kind of music. With actually Nashville star Elijah Wise is going to be there as well. And I think there's like 7 or 8 different bands that play throughout the whole night. This is Friday, October 10th, 7 p.m. The doors are at 5. They generally have a little food and drink and stuff beforehand. It is expensive, just to let the local people know, it's $25 a person, but all the money goes to the local hospital. So it's a good thing. And $25 is not that for a college kid. It's expensive, but maybe not for the normal.
For me, it's not worth crying over here.
That's right, $25, but it goes to a really great cause. It's a great, great band, and a lot of artists going on there. Okay, so we're gonna jump ourselves back to the B-side. I don't know what's going on at the Black Oak this weekend. There's probably music. So if you went to the, if you go on their socials on either Instagram or Facebook tonight or tomorrow, you might be able to find what's going on. I kind of looked around on the Facebook thing. I didn't see anything yet. But Saturday at the B-side at 8 p.m., there is a local kind of fusion-y jazz trio called the Killdeer Trio, and they're having an album release party. It's an instrumental trio led by Evan Jangles, bassist, drummer Sebastian Green, and guitarist Wyatt Ambrose. They're all local. They're either from here or Cooperstown, and they're all great musicians. And individually, the members of the trio have worked with acclaimed musicians of various styles, including Stacy Diller, John Stoll, Arlen Roth, You Bet, Dazzling Killman, Eric Finland, Palehound. As a band, they aim to draw from their wide-reaching influences to create an experience that is accessible to audiences of all kinds and challenges expectations of style and genre. The trio, Killdeer Trio, comes from the Killdeer Bird, commonly found in upstate New York. Okay, so this is happening at 8 p.m. Saturday, 10-11, at the B-Side Ballroom. It is a $10 charge for that.
All right.
Yes, you can make reservations for that as well. Okay, last but not least, so that's Saturday. Let's talk about Sunday, which you're involved in, right? Yes. So maybe you could actually give us some information. Even though you're interviewing me,
I think
you could say some things.
Yes, of course. So on Sunday at 4 o'clock in Foothills in the smaller room.
It's called The Loft.
The Loft.
Yeah, which is in the brick part of the building.
Indeed, yes. In that sort of section there, the R&B and hip-hop ensemble will be playing. Which I am myself am a part of. I'm playing guitar there.
Awesome.
And I just want to say we have a really, really nice band going. I mean, I think we are really tight as of last night's rehearsal, I'd like to say.
Agreed. It's pretty good.
Yeah. And along with that, there's also going to be two rappers opening. Let me pull up the list here.
Let's
take a quick look. There'll be two rappers opening, which will be... let me see if I don't butcher
right.
these names. Luke Cioffoletti and Eli Stanford. Luke
Cioffoletti?
Cioffoletti, thank you.
I think.
My pronunciation skills are not all there, but they will be opening for us along with the Funk Ensemble, which I am also a part of, so I'll be working double time. So please come out 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, so I can give you a couple more little details. We'll have each rapper will start. One will start at 4, one will start at 4:15.
Yeah.
At 4:30, the funk band will come on. Also, we have a very special thing with that too. Franklin.
Oh yes.
Is in that group, and Franklin is he's one of our students here, and he had a little bit of a claim to fame recently because he's going to be on.
On American Idol, I believe.
American Idol. America's Got Talent?
No, I believe it is American Idol.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The whole you're going to Hollywood thing with Lionel Richie and...
Gotcha.
Not sure who's on the panel this time around, but yeah, he is a vocalist to behold. I'll say that.
Yeah, he's a great musician and so forth. So that's kind of cool. It's nice to see students doing. We've had a couple other students that have been on shows. Ryan Quinn was a student here who was in the funk band and the Zappa band, and I worked with him a couple times on other things, and he was on The Voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he made it pretty far on that, too, so it's kind of cool. Yeah, with that being said, at 4:30 is the funk band, and then at 5 o'clock is the R&B ensemble. Now, normally the ensemble is R&B and hip-hop, but I don't have any rappers this semester. But we do have a digital turntablist, who's Malachi, who's awesome.
He's really good.
And he's going to be playing some in between our songs. He's going to be doing some of his own beats and stuff like that and announcing stuff. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah, there's a lot going on actually in the city. Along with that, I'm sure there's house shows going on and other things and stuff on campus and so forth. So you can always check out Campus Connection.
Yeah.
And see what's going on the actual campus itself. Most of that stuff on campus is free. Pretty much everything downtown is either donation or there's a cover charge. But it's totally worth going out and spending the money. If you don't spend the money on live music, we will lose it.
Yes.
Right? People will not go.
Simply
so I just will bring it back to the days of yore when I was in school. We would just go out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights if we weren't playing a gig. And we would just go to various bars and just pay the cut. We didn't even know who the band was. We would just go out because there was music there. And there was no, you couldn't stream music on the internet.
Yeah.
So the only way to hear it would be to put your CD in. Literally. I mean, you know, we had CDs.
You just would have
couch. How are you going to listen to music? So you'd listen to it through CDs or radio, right? Or record or tape or something like that. But there was no accessible internet. I mean, there was.
Yeah.
You could go online and look at encyclopedias and stuff like that.
With your big old computer that you would have.
That's right. But it wasn't anything there was no YouTube.
Yeah.
You got to think about that. So, when I was back, it was we want to go see music. Great. We'll just go pay the $5. And it was funny because the cover back then was $5. And the cover right now is $5. It's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same cover charge as, God, I'm dating myself, but 30 years ago, you know? It totally insane that we're paying the same cover. But, that's what it was. And we just went out and saw music. We didn't care who the band was. We just paid because it was cool, this music there. So people go out this and the Foothills and the B-side are all ages. Mm-hmm. So the Black Oak a lot of the times is 21 plus because they are a bar first and then a venue. These other places are either restaurants or public venues.
Yeah.
Just kind of things to think about. And you should come out on Sunday to if you want to hear the wizardly skills of Jamie playing some solos on some super fun tunes. Come on out to the Foothills at 4 p.m.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jamie, for coming on the show. Thanks for asking these questions.
No, thank you.
And, yeah, I hope to see everybody out this weekend, rocking and rolling. Going to put some Zeppelin on here to close up this interview. Here's Ramble On, everybody. Ramble, ramble. My baby. I'm always listening, waiting for that, for the end of that song. That song's awesome. That's my favorite song on Zeppelin 2. It's a great album. a lot of people's favorite Zeppelin album. I don't think it's mine. I think mine is Into the Outdoor, which is weird, but I'm not even going to get into it. I just really like that album. How are we all doing this morning? We had a good interview with Jamie there, figuring out what was going on this weekend. So it's 8:33. I wasn't really sure what I was going to play this morning because I knew I was going to interview Jamie and how long it was going to take. But I have some time left over, so I'm going to play some kind of interesting stuff here. King Crimson, who I really enjoy, but I'm not that into the 80s King Crimson, but I am going to play a track off of Discipline, which is a good album. I will say that. I know they were touring recently on this with, it was Blue, Vi, Levin, and Dana from Tool, I believe was the band for this. And they were like doing just the three albums. They kind of, those 80s albums pulling from there. But I'm going to play a Frame by Frame here from 1981.
a brand new recipe. I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing spree. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Hank Williams. He died when he was 29. That's crazy. I'm looking at Wikipedia right now, which, is good for what it is. But it's saying, here's a couple interesting things. Williams recorded 55 singles that reached the top 10 of the Billboard Country and Western bestsellers, five of which were released after he died, and 12 of which reached number one. That's crazy. 55 singles. It's interesting that people just kind of recorded. He did two studio albums, 41 singles, 31 singles after his death, 11 number one singles, 8 live albums that were released after his death. So there's a lot of interesting stuff. He only did two studio albums, one in 1951 called Hank Williams Sings and one called Moan in the Blues in 1952. Interesting. I have like a vinyl compilation of like four or five discs that have like, I think, all the singles and stuff that released. But what an incredible story. In 1929, died of, you know, he was an alcoholic and just had a heart attack. Crazy to have that young. Hank Williams 3, Hank 3 is awesome. The middle Hank, we're not going to talk about that. But Hank Williams 3 is amazing if you don't know anything about him. Okay, going to continue our quest to listen to everything Bach organ related. This is piece number 11 out of 217. It's another choral setting. Who's ready for some Bach? Thank you.
your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
A little more Hank on there, but not by Hank. Ray Charles doing a country album. It's pretty good. Your Cheating Heart, originally by Hank Williams. Hope everybody's having a great day. Tomorrow, Friday, we have the great Danny Lappin coming in, who's a local, political celebrity, I guess you could call him. He's awesome. He's a friend of mine, and he's extremely brilliant, and I'm sure he's going to have, we'll have a really great, engaging conversation tomorrow about a lot of things. Things going on in Oneonta, local political races, zoning, just kind of the way the town is set up. He's very good at city planning. He knows a bunch. It's crazy. It'll be a fun interview. I'm looking forward to hearing Danny tomorrow and asking a bunch of questions and so forth. So, going to leave you with a song off of Ozzy Osbourne's "Bark at the Moon," "Rock and Roll Rebel." It's a great tune, not played enough. And I'll see everybody tomorrow. Rock and roll.
Guys?
What?
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
No, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
If you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
When I grow up,